culture, and culture has a great utility in our life. We, many times under the name of the advancement, we just commit a foolishness to live a jewel-like culture and then run after the things which are not worth running after. Please, you young persons must study Prabhupada's books and please propagate in your own country. There is a temple in Kathmandu, I think. No, Mahavishnu Swami is there. He was there from England. He is known as Indian Mahavishnu, and I am known as English. Anyway, he stayed. So many years he was there. Is he still there?
I don't know, Maharaj.
You didn't visit the temple there?
No.
See, which town you are from?
I'm from a village in West Nepal.
So how far is it from Kathmandu?
It's like 500 kilometers.
Oh, it's a long way. It's a big country. And you too?
He's from Kathmandu.
Did you see the temple? Did you visit it in time? Do you understand English?
No, I haven't seen this
culture. No. And so after coming here, how could you get in touch with the temple?
By Krishna's mercy.
No, it's all right, but how?
Through the mercy of the devotees.
Devotees came?
Yes, I know.
That's nice. We
grew up after we came to the United States.
So you came as a children here?
No, I mean we became more knowledgeable after
coming to the United States. That's nice, really. Because the difficulties teach us the knowledge. That's nice. What are you doing there?
Students.
So what are you studying?
Philosophy.
And you?
I'm studying business.
Oh, so nice. Philosophy and business work together. Our business is, first business is to remember Krishna. So nice to see you. And this is philosophy, this is business. So everything ends up here. There is no need of going to the university unless you want to stay in America and get the American citizenship. That's the only use, maybe. But please continue and get in touch with this duty is always, you know. This is your house, you know. Purnendu doesn't mind. So please always keep on coming. Jaya Sri Prabhupada Ki.
Jaya.
I will chant few verses from Nectar of Instruction today. Have you a book? If you can find out. Yeah. Start. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
The first one, Vacho Vekam. Manasaha. Krodha Vekam. Jivha Vegam. Udaropasta Vegam. Etan Vegam. Yo Vishaheta Hira. Sarvam Apimam. Prithvim Chashishyat. Yes, loudly. Please sing loudly. This is in Hindi. Vishaheta Dhira. Again.
Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam.
Vacho Vegam
Manasa Krodha Vegam. Vavegam
Etan veganya visate tadira
Etan vegam
Sarvam apimam prithivim sasyasyat
Sarvam apimam prithivim
sasyasyat. You're just singing plain, everyone. This is not way.
What is it?
Kavim puranam anushasitaram anoraniyam samanusmaredya sarvasya dhataram achintyarupam adityavarnam tamasah parastat
vacho vegam
manasakrodha vegam
jivva
vegam
udaropastha
vegam
itan
vegan
yo
visheta dhira
dhira.
These are long, you know. Itan vegan
yo
visheta dhira
sarvam
epimam prithivim sashishyat. You are in English? Is it English or Hindi?
A sober person who can
tolerate... No. Read the words. But your shortcut.
Vacho vegam
sakrodha
vegam
jiva vegam upasta vegam
Itan vegan yo eta dhira.
Sa shishyat.
Vacho vegam sakrodha vegam.
Jiva vegam vegam
vidan vegan visheta dhira
sarvam.
Vacho vegam
manasakrodha
vegam
jiva vegam
udaropastha
vegam vidan vegan
yo
visheta dhira
sarvam
apimam
prithivim
sashishet.
Shishyad.
Cool. Repeat, Mata.
Vacho vegam
vegam
jiva vegam
pasta vegam
an vegam
itan
krodha
vegam
krodha vegam
jiva vegam
udaropastha vegam
Itan. Itan. See, it is Krishna. Itan. Itan. How nice it is, yeah? Itan is wrong. Itan is wrong pronunciation. Itan Vega. Very good. You're getting. Sarvam Ipima. Prithivim Sashishya. Very good. Sir. Nice try. No? Nice. Sing again. Very good. Vacho. Manasaha Krodha Vegam. There is Visarga, no? Manasaha. Manasaha. But Krodha Vegam is. And in order to fit into it, we don't have to wait for that H and the dot. That pronunciation must be short. You know, what is it? Vacho Vegam. Manasa Krodha Vegam. See? There is a pronunciation, and again we are yet to go. Vacho Vegam. Manasa Krodha Vegam. So very good, you have got it. Jiva Vega. Very nice. Itan Vega. Yogisahe Tadira. Sarvam Apimam. Sashisha, very good. Sashisha, very nice. Yes, Vijay, would you try? You're sleeping. Krodha Vegam, very good. Chalo Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam. Yes, Mataji. Sing nice. So, you should sing Bhagavatam always. Nice, you also sing, Abhiram. Please continue singing. You should be tired. Yes. Now, let's go to equal. Repeat, Abhiram.
Vachaha.
Vachaha.
Of speech.
Of speech.
Megam.
Megam.
Urge.
Urge.
Anasaha.
Anasaha.
Of the mind.
Of the mind.
Kroda.
Kroda.
Of anger.
Of anger.
Vegam,
Vegam,
urge, jiva,
jiva,
of the tongue,
of the tongue.
Vegam,
Vegam,
urge, udara upasta,
udara upasta,
of the belly and genitals,
of the belly and genitals.
Vegam,
Vegam,
urge,
urge,
itan,
itan,
these,
these.
Vegan,
Vegam,
urges,
urges.
Yaha,
Yaha,
whoever,
whoever.
Visahita,
Visahita,
can tolerate,
can tolerate.
Diraha,
Diraha,
sober,
sober.
Sarvam,
Sarvam,
all,
all.
Api,
Api,
certainly,
certainly.
Imam,
Imam,
this,
this.
Prithivim,
Prithivim,
world,
world.
Saha,
Saha,
that personality,
that personality.
Sisya,
Sisya,
can make disciples,
can make disciples.
Read the translation and let them repeat.
A sober person,
a sober person
who can tolerate,
who can tolerate
the urge to speak,
the urge to speak,
the mind's demands,
the mind's demands,
the actions of anger,
the actions of anger,
and the urges,
and the urges
of the tongue,
of the tongue,
belly and genitals,
belly and genitals,
is qualified,
is qualified
to make disciples,
to make disciples
all over the world,
all over the world.
Yes, it's a word again. Repeat again. Let them repeat. Read.
A sober person.
A sober person.
Who can tolerate.
Who can tolerate.
The urge to speak.
The urge to speak.
The mind's demands.
The mind's demands.
The actions of anger.
The actions of anger.
The urgence of the tongue.
The urgence of the tongue.
Belly. And genitals.
And genitals.
Is qualified to make disciples.
Is qualified to make disciples.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah. Again, repeat. Your son, what is your name?
Roy.
Roy.
A sober person.
A sober person.
Who can tolerate.
Who can tolerate.
The urge to speak.
The urge to speak.
The mind's demands.
The mind's demands.
The actions of anger.
The actions of anger.
And the urges of the tongue.
And the urges of the tongue.
Belly and genitals.
Belly and genitals.
Is qualified to make.
It's qualified to me.
Disciples all over the world.
Read the purport. Please hear.
In Srimad Bhagavatam 6, 1, 9 and 10, Parikshit Maharaj placed a number of intelligent questions before Sukadev Goswami. One of these questions was, why do people undergo atonement if they cannot control their senses? For instance, a thief may know perfectly well that he may be arrested for his stealing, and he may actually even see a thief arrested by the police, yet he continues to steal. Experience is gathered by hearing and seeing. One who is less intelligent gathers experience by seeing, and one who is more intelligent gathers experience by hearing. When an intelligent person hears from the law books and shastras or scriptures that stealing is not good and hears that a thief is punished when arrested, he refrains from theft. A less intelligent person may first have to be arrested and punished for stealing before, to learn to stop stealing. However, a rascal, a foolish man, may have the experience of both hearing and seeing and may even be punished, but he continues to steal. Even if such a person atones and is punished by the government, he will again commit theft as soon as he comes out of jail. If punishment in jail is considered atonement, what is the benefit of such atonement? Thus, Parikshit Maharaj inquired, Trishtra Shruta Vyam Yat Papam Jnanam Abhi Atmano Hitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivashya Prayashtitam Ato Matam Kvachim Nivartate Bhadra Kvachit Charati Tat Punaha Prayashtitam Ato Paartam Manye Kunjarin Sauchavat. He compared atonement to an elephant bathing. The elephant may take a very nice bath in the river, but as soon as it comes out onto the bank, it throws dirt all over its body. What then is the value of its bathing? Similarly, many spiritual practitioners chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and at the same time commit many forbidden things, thinking that their chanting will counteract their offenses. Of the 10 types of offenses one can commit while chanting the holy name of the Lord, this offense is called Namno Bala Yasya Hi Papa Buddhi, committing sinful activities on the strength of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Similarly, certain Christians go to church to confess their sins, thinking that confessing their sins before a priest and performing some penance will relieve them from the results of their weekly sins. As soon as Saturday is over and Sunday comes, they again begin their sinful activities, expecting to be forgiven the next Saturday. This kind of prayaschit or atonement is condemned by Parikshit Maharaj, the most intelligent king of his time. Sukadev Goswami, equally intelligent as befitting the spiritual master of Parikshit Maharaj, answered the king and confirmed that his statement concerning atonement was correct. A sinful activity cannot be counteracted by a pious activity. Thus, real prashchitta, atonement, is awakening of our dormant Krishna consciousness. Real atonement involves coming to real knowledge, and for this there is a standard process. Real atonement involves coming to real knowledge, and for this there is a standard process.
That's right. No, again, before that sentence.
A sinful activity cannot be counteracted by a pious activity.
This is general tendency, you know. They want to counteract. You know, in mathematical principles, we may divide, you know, and cut. Suppose there is 24 and there is 2 down. So we cut it and write 12. So that is how they want to do. They may commit sins and they want to just strike it off by performing some pious activity. But this is misdirection. Somebody may direct them for his own benefit or whatever. But otherwise, the sins will again be committed. This way you can counteract. Then every time he'll commit the sin and try to counteract again. So please save yourself and save for the general public from this. Many times they ask that I have committed, unknowingly I have committed sin, and if I continue pious activities, am I going to strike off my sins? No, the Bhagavatam is that you have to suffer for the sins first. And then you may have some enjoyment because of the pious activities. So it's a separate thing. Ube dushkrita 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 tasmaya yoga yajasu is second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is it? Ube dushkrita dushkrita tasmaya yoga yajasu yoga karma sukhaushalam. Bhagavad Gita. Ube sukrita duskrita. Get Bhagavad Gita. Second. Ube duskrita sukrita. Both these activities must be stopped. Duskrita and sukrita. That is last one. This is the second chapter in end part. Second chapter. Ube sukrita duskrita is the last part of the sentence, obey. This is 250. Buddhi yukto jahati. Buddhi yukto. Please repeat. Buddhi yukto. Jahati iha. Ube. Sukrita duskrite. Tasmad yuga yujasva. Yoga karma sukaushalam. He says, jahati, you just give up. Here means in this material life. He orders, jahati means, it's not please give up. No, it's a give up. Here, in this lifetime, buddhi yukto, by fine intelligence, that is devotional service. The finest intelligence is the devotional bhakti. By this, you please leave, obey, both sukrut and dushkrut. Sukrut means good activities, and dushkrut means bad activities. Don't worry about these two things, they say. And tasmaya, therefore, yoga yujasva, you become devotional devotee. You just carry on devotional service. And then yoga karma sukaushalam. And this is art for performing our own work. Whichever work we do, as I insist, you know, should be made little well. No lethargy should be seen in our work. Otherwise our work reveals our nature. Please be careful about this. They call it love the job, you know. Love your work. No, fruity results are bound to come anyway. As soon as you perform work, there must be some results somewhere. So don't worry about that, but love your job. And if you do that, then you will be in demand. Because your health will improve, your consciousness will improve, and basically you will be devoted to Krishna. And that's why you are not worried about the results, but you are worried about the good work. This is the main point to be understood. And this, doing the duty very well, relieves you from the reactions. Otherwise, every work in the material world has its own reaction. No work here is clean. Every work has its reaction. And sinful reactions are going to go on. So how to get rid of it? By stopping the work, we cannot get rid of it. What is it? Karmendriyani sahimya? Yaste manasasmaran. Those who stop their senses, that I don't allow my hand to work. So I sit silent. But manasasmaran, but in the mind I am just thinking. Indiyarthan vibhunatma mithyachara suji. He is a great pretender, he says. And many people go to Himalayas, go to Kathmandu. And what is this? Shiva temple is there. Pashupatinath. They go there and sit silent. And then there they create something else. And those who are sitting silent, they also among themselves marry and they have children. Have you seen? There also they have their families. He left the family. Again, wherever he goes, he creates the family. Please. This pretending process must stop. And unless you revive your dormant Krishna consciousness by hearing these things, it's impossible to improve your standard of life. You know, life must, the quality of life must improve. Buddha's like, he's too much prasadam. Once Prabhupada was very upset, you know, when he was translating his Bhagavatam at 1 a.m. and there were so many devotees sleeping outside. You know, in manner, you see in his room, he was sitting there translating, and outside so many devotees were snoring. So he called his servant, he said, who are you? Sorry, stop snoring. He hated snoring. So he went and looked everywhere. He said, Prabhupada, nobody is snoring. All right. So and again he went, again the story started. So again he said, hey, what are you doing, rascal? Everybody is snoring. So then again he went, no, Prabhupada, nobody is snoring. He said, all right, go ahead. So he went again snoring. That time he was very upset. He said, who is snoring? Prabhupada, I saw twice, nobody saw. Then you are smaller. Because that's an idiot. You foolishly eat less and stuff, Snadi. Prasadam is free, that doesn't mean that you have to full of full like go down. Hey, you don't understand? Jai. Go this rag. Hey, Jai. Anyway. So what was the point?
Pretend of
mind. Pretend, we should not be. And in order not to pretend, we must be genuine in our search. This really serious, genuine sincerity is completely absent in us. With all due respect to ourselves, you are very respectable, but you are not sincere. Thus, please come to a real conclusion. And as soon as you think that you are not sincere, then we increase the sincerity. That's the process. And if you are successful, but there are so many forces around which again steal away your sincerity. Because there are anti-forces. They are completely opposite to sincerity. And they won't allow you to be sincere. But again and again, for our own good and for our own spiritual progress, we have to endeavor. Unless you endeavor, nobody is going to endeavor for you. You have to have your own. You know, Prabhupada has given a very nice example. Then when we are at the airport, you know, there are so many planes there standing. So the engineers go from one plane to the other plane for repairing. They can help each other. But as soon as the plane is airborne, that plane has to depend upon the engineer which is inside the plane. He cannot depend on the other engineer. That is how we also, till we are on the aerodrome, we are together, we can help each other. But as soon as we are airborne, the death is there airborne. And then you have to depend upon your own dharma, whatever you have done. Otherwise, nobody is going to help you at the last hour of our existence. As soon as we are losing our game with this material body, then you are on the path when only your activities will help you. Nobody else is. Here we can discuss now. But as soon as we are to go, and that hour is nearing, and that when that hour actually arises, that time we have to depend upon our own whatever we have done. So please be sincere for this point, and you will never commit the mistake of this. Otherwise then, on the strength of the name, again and again you will commit the sinful activity. Once your sincerity is there, then there is no worry at all. What is this nice verse? I think in the later cantos. Na maya shita chetasana. Kama kamaya kalpate. Those whose minds are attracted to me, maya vishita chetas. Those who are devoted to me, sincerely, for them, the sense desires don't trouble. And he gives the example in the second line, bharjita katita dvana dana prayo bijaya neshyate. You can find out this, sir. Katita prayo pr. A-Y-O Prayo Maya Na Maya Vishita. Those who are engrossed in me, those who understand my importance for their well-being in the life, then Kama Kamaya Neshade. Their senses don't trouble him. And how? He gives the example. Bharjita katita dhana, roasted and boiled seeds. If the seeds are roasted, however hard you try to put them in the earth and water them, they will never grow. That is how we become. Our life is completely roasted or boiled. They don't grow at all. The senses don't grow at all. Senses will never trouble you because maya vishita chetasam. You are completely addicted to me. It's a beautiful beginning, you know. Prayo bijaye. Prayo bijaye. B-I-J-A-Y-A. So what is it? His intelligence is completely under my control. And as soon as you have devoted your intelligence to him, then kama kamaya neshade. Have you a translation there? I read the translation.
The desire.
Let them repeat.
The desire of those to fix.
The mind on me.
Does not lead to material desire.
For sense gratification.
Such as barley corns.
Burned by the sun.
And then cooked, and no longer grow into new sprouts.
They are useless for sprouts. That is how we should become. This is our goal. And sooner or later you have to become like that. How long you are going to have the sprouts of different desires of this or that? This is no maya vishita dhyam. Dhyam, intelligence. Maya vishita, whose intelligence is completely under my control. They are not troubled with the desires. But they don't grow. The one thing is definite, that we have understood two things. That every maya, what is it? Sarvam idam. No. It's everything is under my control. No, that is called Ma Kanchan Shucho Rajan. Something, you know. And the last one is Sarva Vasham. This is Vash word. Anyway, it's in the first canto of Ma Kanchan Shucho Rajan, Yudhishthira says. No, Nara says to Yudhishthira, Ma Kanchan Shucho Rajan. Kanchan Shucho Rajan.
Kanchan Kashit.
Kanchan Shucho Rajan. No, you just print Shucho Rajan. Shucho Rajan. Rajan. And you get it.
Ma Kanchana Shucho Rajan, Yad Ishwara Vasham Jagat.
This is we have understood. Yad Ishwara Vasham Jagat. Everything is under his control. So we chant our rounds and leave our things to him. Because everything is under his control. So he can give us anything and everything. And we are completely at ease. We are not diseased, that is the thing. Otherwise, without this shelter, we are deceased. We are not at ease, means we are deceased. Even with a healthy body, you cannot be healthy unless you come to the right conclusion. As soon as you go out of control of Krishna, then you are deceased. You come back to his control and you are at ease. This is the thing. And once you devote your intelligence to Krishna, then this vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, they don't trouble you. There is no vague. There are no different urges. And if you have urges, then there is a set standard to satisfy the urges. You cannot have unlimited scope for satisfying your urges. This is the trouble with the modern society. But they don't know that there is a set freedom standard. you can satisfy your urges, but in a regulated way. There is a regulated freedom, and we should follow this. If you follow unregulated freedom, then you may be consumed by AIDS or some chronic diseases. That is the reason. In Africa and India also, 75% of the population is suffering from AIDS. Because they don't know regulated freedom. We have such a nice philosophy at our disposal. And we are just running after the glass pieces of others. Please, those people who have taken this regulated life of freedom, they are very happy. Enjoyment is also there, and the spiritual progress also is there. All our ashramas and varnas, they are meant for us to elevate from this lowest of type of existence, completely in ignorance. This is what we have to learn. And one principle only you have to add. The sarvam vasham idam jagat. What is it? Sarvam yad ishvara vasham jagat. Yad ishvara vasham jagat. This is the only thing you have to remember. And then as soon as the whole universe is under his control, how can you be independent? This is the thing. And in our ignorance we think that I am independent. I am master of myself. Forget about him. As soon as you tell him, forget about him, he also forget about him. He also repeats the same thing. Please, that's why, na maya vishita dhiyam, kama kama ya neshade, bhajita kathita dvana, prayo vijaya neshade. You should become like a boiled seed or the roasted seed. They come what may, you don't really desire. And then you win. So the control must be there. If you lose your vitality of the existence through the irregulated satisfaction of senses, that vitality is absent in your body. And as soon as the vitality is absent in your body, how you try to spiritual progress, you don't progress. And that is the main trouble here now. In Nepal also, I don't know, you might be knowing, Pokhara is the seat of these drugs. What they grow, I don't know what they call ganja. Marijuana or something. Opium, not opium, but ganja, you know, it's ganja, like yeah. Grass type, yeah, they smoke. Yeah. Hashish or something. That is the seed there. The whole Nepal is destroyed by Pokhara. Otherwise, Nepal was the only kingdom wherein Sanatan religion was going on. And within few years now, the whole country is gone to dogs. Because this irregulated freedom, nobody preaches really. We may try to understand ourselves, but the extensive preaching should be there. That this is the pitfall. Don't pitfall in this. And the preacher must have regulated life himself. That is missing. So please, you young persons, take this in the right sense. Control your life. And please, at the loudest speech, go on preaching. People see you. People will not only hear you. This is a mistake we commit. I may give a very nice lecture. And then I say, oh, nice lecture I talked, you know, on simplicity and on austerity and everything. And I may not be austere myself. Then it doesn't work. Potency is not there. You may speak, the potency is absent. You must add potency, and potency is only the result of our own activities, of our own behavior. Otherwise, what is the potency? Why should living entities come together? If you are the same, getting rotten in the modes of material nature, why should people come? And what is there to be heard about? Jai Krishna Ski. You are in Samadhi, Krishna. True, you are not yourself, I think. Are you alright? You are not sick. Yeah. If you are not sick, I am not sick then. Yeah. So these things have got to be engraved in our mind. And with this, please, try to study one verse and only propagate one verse. That's enough. This is how we insist many times, that you please, you may not read whole big volumes of Bhagavatam or whatever. Keep one small book of Prabhupada with you, and it will give you everything. And these are only few, 15, 16 verses. This book you can very well carry. And please, is the really this volume, these 50, 60 pages, whatever, they contain everything. Please study one book for your own upliftment and be sincere about it. See, without sincerity, nothing will work. And how the Maya Vishitadhyam, your intelligence for a change, instead of using it in a destructive activity, put into constructive thing. At the moment we are thinking by our intelligence, but it is destructive. And the destruction has to stop. Put it into constructive. You are running small lawn somewhere. But that is constructive. Don't worry about the number of the people. In the beginning, Prabhupada also was waiting. Nobody was to come. Few hippies here and there, they will crowd around for prasadam. Please try to serve prasadam. And living entities will be attracted eventually. This is how, please, and improve your standard, your quality of life. Even now we are not improving our quality of life. And that is therein the failure lies. Because our quality is same quality as the ordinary people. So what's the difference? Why should people come to us? This is the thing. And why we are not improving the quality? That we don't digest these things. We may read, but there is a difference between digestion and reading. You know? By merely looking at the plate of prasadam, you will not improve your health. You have to eat it, and you have to digest it. And if you can't digest, you have to go to the doctor or somewhere. And you complain that I don't have digestion. So he may administer some medicine. So the digestion increases. This is how the things go. Everything is in front of our eyes. And then this vegam, all these urges, they are listed here. You know, six in number. But they are nothing. It's very easy. Like a plaything you control. Because your mind is completely consumed by the description of the Supreme Absolute Truth. So you don't worry about anything. That Suras was able to deny to the emperor, and that was Muslim king, he would have just chopped off his head. But even then he was not afraid. Why? Because his whole intelligence was completely offered to Krishna. He said, I don't have any place for your glory. My mind is full with Krishna, so I don't have a place for you. The ignorant man supposed to be, so like Suddhas, who is blind, he can refute the king. How much power he should have? And they, why? Because he says that my mind doesn't have any place in. Nahin rayo manmetor. I don't have any place for you in my mind. I told you, Akbar. So please don't insist that I will glorify you. If I were there, I will glorify Akbar in Hindi. Because my mind is not full with Krishna. And then people know that your mind is not full with Krishna. So you are still getting rotten in the lower modes. This is it. We have to save ourselves. These modes are very powerful. We must save ourselves from the modes. And then these things are very easy. These, all vegas, all urges automatically will be controlled. Then we become like Varjita Kathita Dana. Either we are the roasted seed or we are a boiled seed. So that seed they may put in the earth and water, but he doesn't have any capacity to grow. So we may be moving in the ocean of sense gratification, but we don't have any desire for it. But our sprouts are gone completely. This is a very easy path. The sincerity is the only thing required. And then atonement and this and that, everything we understand. we will not go for unnecessary atonements. But instead, we increase our awareness of Krishna. And we have definite faith in the tenets of Bhagavatam that everything is under his control. And that's why he orders that. Sarvadharmam pratyajam, maam ekam saranam braj. Please word is absent in Bhagavad Gita. Please is not there. Sarvadharmam pratyajam, you leave everything, he said. Your concocted thing, you just leave. And maam ekam saranam braj, come on, surrender to me, he said. And here we are sitting. Some man, the gun walks in, and we have to bow down to him, you know, otherwise killed. Krishna is also supreme dacoit. He is cornering us. Come on, bow down before me. There is no other way. There is no other way. And then he said, if you do that, then I'll release you. Now he thinks they better, you know, better bow down to this rascal. Then he said, Aham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami mahashyate. Then he said, don't worry, son. You have bowed down before me. Now I take your charge. This is how the thing is. Otherwise, then we have to beat about the bush. How can you close your mouth? Watch over you. You don't stop the urge to speak. You cannot close the mouth. Could you? Can you stitch the lips? Go to some machine man and get the lips stitched. You can't do. You have to talk. You have to eat. You have to do these things. Do this. So you can't do it. So better come to this. And how the urge will be cut off from the root. You know, these they mow. They mow the grass. But the roots are there, again it grows. But if they uproot it, then there are no roots, so it will never grow. This is uprooting. Uprooting is required. That is Bhajita Bhajitada. Otherwise, then you struggle with your vachavagam, mind you have to struggle with. Then krodh, anger we have to struggle with. Again udar, hunger we have to struggle with. Again genitals, again very productive organs and this and that. Please, please. Instead of going to these 6-7 places to control them, there is only one thing we have to do. To sincerely develop the Krishna consciousness. That is the purport of this verse. Please remember. And then once you completed your and understand the Supreme Absolute Truth, then naturally simplicity will be there. You will not be attracted to unnecessary things. Artificial standards will not be there. You will be completely genuine. And all these things follow. There is no separate endeavor required. Only one endeavor we require. And that is just to surrender to Krishna. And how to do it? Tell me how to do it. How to do it? I want to be sincere, but how to do it?
By engaging in service of others, by looking for others' welfare.
This is one way, yes.
Mind and intelligence, by engaging mind and intelligence.
Constant remembrance. Yes.
One devotee asked Prabhupada, how do I become sincere? He said, you just become sincere. There's no.
Yes, we have to be sincere. With you. But even then, I don't understand. So, what to do?
Something
about
death.
That's the correct thing. You remember the final hour and you do everything all right. You know, yesterday I gave you the example of that lady who was working in the prison. And to my surprise it was, I thought that those people will be rowdy once they are sentenced to death. There may not be more sentence severe than death, isn't it? So why should they care? They could do anything. They are going to die anyway. But she said that they become very good at the time of death. So this is death. We have to remember. Otherwise we will not be sincere. Never. If I think that I am going to stay here permanently, it means false ego rise. False ego means ego is there, but it's false. there is nothing, and even then ego is there. Please, please, try to save. If you remember the end, then we don't force result of this remembering death. Say, you are alive. You stand up if you are dozing. If you stand up, you will hear. What did I tell?
You said that this is what is the thing causing the misery? Is it because I don't have the exact words, but
is your courage? Don't go. Please hear. We are not going to hear more. The point is that as soon as you remember death, then everything falls in the right place. As soon as we forget death, then we are consumed by the illusory energy. But the starting is wrong. We think that I am going to be in this house for all the time. So then I have to close the door, I have to lock the door. I have to do this, I have to do that. This is my hour. It starts. But as soon as you remember the death, then the wide heart opens. And to that extent we are successful. And then there is no separate endeavor required to control our speech. No separate endeavor to control our mind. No anger, no need of controlling. We will never be angry. We know that we are here temporary. So why to be angry? We will not eat more than what is required. You know? Otherwise, the most important thing we do, that we want to exploit others. We want to grab others' things. This is our subtle tendency. Please save from this. However elevated the man or woman may be, he or she, as soon as she gets chance, they will exploit others. This tendency must stop. If we are really trying to be devotee, this tendency of grabbing from others, why we grab? Because we think that I am here forever. That is another root. So I want to cheat him. I want to eat away his prasadam. I want to do it. Where we go, we try to grab. Should not be there at all. We should be very clear in mind that however we collect by cheating or whatever, we are not going to take it with us, isn't it? This is the main thing. We should be very honest to ourselves, not to grab from anything else. And then the society will be completely pure, complete pure. Because nobody tries to snatch from anybody. And here in this world, somewhere there, that this knowledge is completely absent. So they are snatching from one another. And therein the difficulty comes. This is the main thing. Please, please. Ishavasam idam sarvam. What is it? Ishavasam idam sarvam. Yat kincha jagatanjaya. Tena tektena bunjitha. Ma grada kasya siddhanam. Isha precha said. Ishavasam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Ishwar. Ishavasam idam sarvam. What is it? Yat kincha jagatanjaya. In this world, everything belongs to him. Tena tektena bunjita. He has reserved quota for you. And please enjoy that quota. Ma grada kasya siddhanam. Don't run after anybody else's belongings. This is the main principle. And as soon as you believe these things, then you will stop exploiting others. And as soon as you stop exploiting others, they like you. Now, yesterday you told that some man went to that Pravin Bhakta and he was insisting he should pay this much. Then he was remembering me. He was remembering us. That Maharaj came, whatever I gave, he took it. We didn't even tell him that how much is it. This is not present very well. You must give it. One day he may give. Next day he will not allow us to come in. Because you know that you want to grab. In Hindi it is very nice. Sahaj mila sa doodh barabar. You know? That which we get automatically is like a milk. It's very good. Mang liya sa pani. If you demand, it's like water. A demand means you have to put your hand down and then somebody will give. That is demand. So your hand is on the ground. You are lower. And why rakta barabar? This may khencha tani. That is like a blood. He wants to give. What will happen? That we will not be able to carry on our seva or work. Doesn't matter. Why should you worry about building the temples also? Why should you worry about some big communities or something? We don't want anything. Whatever is nice for us. Tushta manaha vigata spruha. Always we should behave like this. Tushta manaha. Completely satisfied with any condition. That is tushta manaha vigata spruha. Means we don't have any desire. And this knowledge will be injected in you. It will completely transform your health, your figure. And then you will be completely at ease yourself. And then that little ease which you have, you may be able to distribute. Otherwise you are diseased. You will distribute the disease. Whatever you have, you will distribute it. Isn't it? If you don't have ease, how can you distribute? If you have disease, you will distribute disease then. So please don't go and distribute the disease. Spread the ease. And before you give the ease to others, you must have ease. This is the thing. Please, sincerity of offering everything to Krishna can be there. Whatever in limited capacity we can offer, we should offer. And one thing we should be very clear, that I will never grab anything from anybody. This is the thing. That will really elevate you to the highest standard of the devotional service. This is the beginning of the devotional service. And unless you follow this, there is no need of going to Radha and Gopis and Radha. No, what can you do? You are grabbing other things and you are Radha. Then you become Sajya. Please, these preliminary rules have got to be followed. We want to come in the house, isn't it? And there are three stairs here. So I said, no, I daily climb. No, I'll jump. You can't, man. You have to take a step. Every day you climb, you have to take all the steps. And if you try to jump, you may break your bones and maybe fracture or this or that, maybe die also. This is how we do. Always those preliminary stages have to be followed. Why are we hesitating to it? I don't know. Never we can jump. Never. As soon as there is stair, you want to go to the first floor. So there must be staircase. So you have to take all the steps. You may skip one if you are very strong. But only exceptions. Otherwise, all the steps you have to take. Every time you want to go upstairs, you have to take this. And we think that, no, I've taken the stairs now. Now I'm alright. Without stairs, I'll go on the first floor. And then you create a disaster in the society. Save yourself from this misguiding and please come to the ground and start your own sincerity through taking all the steps. Hare Krishna. Jai Vati. You followed? Jai. Have you any questions?
So
one or two?
Shukraswami Maharaj. Yeah.